This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Believe me when I tell you it's no fun at all trying to describe the various gyrations of the American economy, the ups and the downs and the challenge, honestly, of which metaphor to use. So for some context, we present the news team from Funny or Die.
Upsies, downsies, side to sidesies, corkscrews, and of course, loop-de-loops. The economy is like a roller coaster. From the familiar click, click, click on the way up, to the screaming on the way down. But who is running this roller coaster? And why have we been stuck in the screaming on the way down part for such a long time?
Well, because we're in a process of massive deleveraging where people cannot borrow because banks have decided that it's too risky to lend to consumers because of the risk that they might default.
That's Andrea Grissom, professor of economics at Lavley University, who agrees the economy is like a roller coaster.
Well, in the short term, the economy has not been a roller coaster.
The Economist agreed. It's like we're all on a scary roller coaster with a steep drop into a dark tunnel, and no one knows who is pulling levers and spinning dials. Some say it's the 1%. Others blame the government. The Spacehawk is an old rickety wooden roller coaster that audibly creaks as a cart passes overhead. I talked to Doug, one of the people standing in line, about his thoughts on the economy.
I personally think the banks are partially responsible because they gave out too much credit for years while betting against those high-risk assets.
Even though the average person may not be able to grasp why the roller coaster keeps coasting up and down in scary loops and curls, one thing's for sure. The economy is like a roller coaster. And this is one ride Americans aren't enjoying.